Hello my friend, greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. During periods of difficulty in our lives, gladness doesn't always seem to come easily. However, in the scripture, through his life and ministry, Jesus shows us how to have gladness in every situation of our life. The gladness of oil is also known as the oil of joy. In times of sorrow, when it is the easy solution to stay miserable, this oil is used to remind us that God commands us to choose life and joy in times of mourning and despair. It is not enough to know the Bible verses and be able to rattle them off from memory to fit a situation if those verses are not coming from an inspired heart, a heart that is anointed with oil, the Holy Spirit of God. How can you recognize if what you're hearing or saying is anointed with oil? It will be carried on with a spirit of love. Many of us love fragrances. I'm sure you are aware that oil-based perfumes, unlike alcohol-based, are powerful and last longer. Similarly, the oil of joy outlasts our life here on earth. Perfume is activated by body heat. Pulse points located on your wrist are warm, making an ideal area to apply perfume. Likewise, the spirit of gladness makes all the difference in the midst of the spirit of heaviness. The oil of joy comes to us by experiencing greater intimacy and oneness with the Lord Jesus, and by growing in love and compassion for our brethren and those whose lives are being destroyed by sin. So when you choose obedience to God and refuse to walk in sin, then the oil of gladness will follow your life. God wants you to be glad today. And forevermore, when the oil of gladness is upon you, you will see things like you have never seen them before. So choose now to go pour the oil of love of God's Spirit out today. Find a heart that needs love and let God show you how to fulfill that need. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Remember, my friends, know that a setback you now have is just a setup for what's to come. Shall we pray? Merciful and gracious Lord Almighty, glorious is your name in heaven and on earth. Spirit of God, let a new anointing cover us right now so that we are empowered to look past the present and see a glorious future. We choose joy over heaviness today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.